Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, we learned yesterday that the nurses at Albany Medical Center have authorized a strike amid stalled negotiations over a contract. It doesn't mean they will strike, but they could in the next 10 days or 9 days now, I guess, if the agreement isn't reached.
That's correct. 2,000 nurses at Albany Medical Center have voted to go on strike within the next 10 days if their union and the hospital do not reach a contract agreement. They used Labor Day yesterday as a reason to rally outside the hospital. About 100 people were at Albany Med to picket over what the nurses say are needed improvements in staffing levels, pay raises, affordable health insurance, and better health and safety measures at a time when the coronavirus pandemic is still lurking. Staff shortages have long been a complaint of nurses at many local hospitals, and I'm sure around the country. But the pandemic added fuel to the argument amid worries that there weren't enough nurses at Albany Med and that staffing equipment was lacking, especially in the early days of the fight against the coronavirus. Albany Medical Center spokesman Matt Markham said the hospital continues to negotiate in good faith with their nurses association. They note that the facility has not laid off or furloughed any staff, despite operating on a nearly $26 million loss.
Quite something. And the mayor spoke, yes?
Yeah, that's correct. The mayor was there. Phil Steck from the assembly was there. So in a Democratic city, it was a strong turnout of Democrats to support the labor union.
Well, from there, let's talk about Saratoga Racecourse nearly breaking its betting record, despite the fact that there are no fans in the stands.
There was a lot for the New York Racing Association to like about the amount of money that was wagered at the track, although a lot of the money they make from concessions and other things like that trackside were gone. But the meet ended yesterday, and it came close to breaking its record from just last year. All the money wagered during the eight-week meet totaled about $703 million. That's slightly down from the record-breaking total last year of $705 million. The average daily take during the 40-day season was about $17.6 million, again, slightly down from the $18 million that was wagered last year. But most of the money that's wagered during this season bolsters NYRA's purse account, you know, the funds that are awarded to winning horses and their owners. NYRA relies on track hospitalities, things like the viewing platform that people pay for at the 1863 Club, as well as food and drink and tickets and everything else to pay the bills. And they anticipate they're going to suffer about a $15 million loss at Saratoga alone. The track is a great attractor of fans and commerce into Saratoga Springs. And restaurants and retailers were all way off this year. Even in restaurants, when they said they were full, that technically only meant they had about 50% of their ordinary capacity that they would have in past years because of this year's adherence to social distancing rules. It was a tough year for NYRA as it was for everybody else, and I'm sure they, as much as anyone, are hoping that a vaccine is ready to go by the time racing starts up in 2021.
His name is Mike Goodwin. He's the city editor of the Albany Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Hey, thanks, Dave.